Good Thursday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the podcast for a message from the American Public Transportation Association.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Two scoops to kick off your day. First, Vice President Mike Pence and House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy raised an astounding $3.2 million for Protect the House, their joint fundraising committee. This happened last night and last night only, $3.2 million in one night at a large-scale big-dollar fundraiser at the Trump Hotel. Speaker Paul Ryan, House Majority Whip Steve Scalise, and about three dozen other members of the House were at the event.
And Sean Spicer is back in Trump world. Spicer is the new senior advisor and spokesman for America First Action, the Trump-aligned super PAC. Spicer will appear and speak Monday night at the super PAC summit at the Trump Hotel. He will continue to consult for other entities as well. And we've got an immigration update. Senior House Republicans tell us they don't think any immigration bill will pass the chamber. There are two bills that will come to a vote. Representative Bob Goodlatte's bill, which is favored by many of the party's conservatives, and a compromise bill. The vote is likely next Thursday, we're told.
Our colleague Annie Carney has a great story up about how the White House is advertising on Capitol Hill for jobs. The executive branch job fair is scheduled for Friday afternoon in the Dirksen Senate office building, and several West Wing staffers are expected to be there. This comes as CBS News is reporting that Sarah Huckabee Sanders and Raj Shah are heading for the exits. Sanders tweeted after the story went out that she loves her job and isn't leaving.
Here's the latest on Larry Kudlow from Morning Money's Ben White, who texted with Kudlow last night. Kudlow said he plans to return to work in the administration, and he told Ben he would, of course, be back on the job in the coming days. The Inspector General report about the FBI during the 2016 election comes out today. This will be a thick read, hundreds of pages, and will dominate the news cycle.
CNN's Chris Cuomo and Virginia Senate candidate Corey Stewart tangled last night over Stewart's ties to anti-Semitic characters in the conservative movement. Stewart tried to push back, saying Cuomo's father, former New York Governor Mario Cuomo, made anti-Semitic remarks. Cuomo's response, "Oh, please, my father is dead and buried and was 10 times the man you'll ever be on your best day."
Here's the latest on North Korea. The president spoke with Fox News' Brett Baer, calling Kim Jong-un a tough guy, and then he thinks the two understand each other. While CNN is reporting that the administration is expected to suspend a planned U.S.-South Korea military drill in August.
Tension among Senate Republicans burst into public yesterday with Senator Lindsey Graham berating Bob Corker over his amendment that would allow Congress to block Trump's tariffs. Burgess Everett has that scoop. Other Republicans have also been blaming Rand Paul for blocking amendments to a defense bill.
And here's the latest on the investigations front. Darren Samuelson reports that White House counsel Don McGahn recused his entire staff last summer from working on the Russia investigation because many of the lawyers on his team played significant roles in key episodes of the Mueller probe. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Thursday. The president has nothing on his schedule. It is his 72nd birthday. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
Public transportation moves our whole economy forward. Every dollar we invest generates $4 in returns. So the money Congress has already budgeted will have a lasting, positive impact. But it's just a start. To restore and modernize our public transit's aging infrastructure, we need to address the $90 billion backlog of projects. Congress, let's build on the investments in the 2019 budget. Stronger public transit makes a stronger America. Paid for by the American Public Transportation Association.